You know that feeling, right? You sit down, you get ready to be productive, and you write out this perfect to-do list. And it feels great. You get this little dopamine hit just from writing finished report or whatever. But then a few days go by, and the list is just, it's just sitting there,
Yeah.
staring at you.
It's the classic productivity trap. We mistake the planning for the actual execution.
Exactly. And that's the exact problem that this app we're looking at today, Slash, is trying to solve. I was digging into their whole philosophy, and they're really specific about not being a to-do list. They call themselves a do app.
It's a subtle shift, but it's a really important one. When you look at their features like focus mode, where the task is just stuck to your screen,
Yeah, you can't get away from it.
you can't. Or the win your day summary. It's all built to gamify the feeling of completion. I saw this one user review that just nailed it. They said, "Working with Slash is like playing Fruit Ninja of productivity."
I love that. Just slicing through your emails like they're watermelons.
Yeah.
But okay, here's where I want to pivot because we're not just here to review an app.
Right.
We're here to look at the business behind it. If you're the team building slash a tool for doers, how in the world do you market it without becoming a marketer and, completely losing your own flow state?
That's the paradox, isn't it? To grow any digital product now, you're fighting against what we call content saturation. The shelf space on TikTok, YouTube, Spotify, it's literally infinite.
And filling it is a full-time job or like a full-time department.
Exactly. You stop being a developer and you start being a media company. And that brings us to the second piece of our deep dive today, Auto Content API.
Okay.
Now, I want to be really clear. This isn't just another, creative assistant or a chatbot that helps you write a tweet. This is positioned as an industrial engine for content.
An industrial engine. Okay,
It is.
that sounds a little heavy for a marketing tool.
Well, think of it this way. The whole promise of Auto Content API is that it decouples creating content from human time. It's API first. So the mission for this deep dive is to see how a team like Slash, a small team obsessed with their product, could use this to automate their entire growth engine.
So the marketing just ships itself.
That's the idea, so they can get back to coding.
It's like Inception for productivity, using an automation tool to market a productivity tool. Okay, so let's start with the core problem, the philosophy.
Right. So Slash is all about fighting friction. They have features like time limit tasks, answer emails for 20 minutes, and it just starts a timer.
Takes the decision-making out of it.
Completely. But traditional marketing is all friction. It's all decision fatigue. What do I post today? What image do I use? Is the lighting right?
Oh,
To grow, Slash needs what's called mental availability. They have to be where their users are, a developer listening to a podcast, a freelancer scrolling TikTok at lunch.
and to do that, normally you'd need what, four different teams? Editorial for blogs, audio for podcasts, video.
Exactly. And the cost is, it's just wild. A single podcast episode can cost you anywhere from $100 to $15,000.
And a short video. I saw something like $50 to $300. For a startup, that's your entire runway gone.
It's a total non-starter. So you end up just picking one channel, maybe Twitter, and you just ignore the rest. You're leaving money on the table. But this API approach, it changes the entire paradigm.
How so?
It stops treating content as like art that needs a human muse and starts treating it as data transformation.
Data transformation. This
Yeah.
sounds a little cold,
Yeah.
a little robotic.
It does, but stick with me. Let's say Slash releases a new update. The old way a human reads the code, writes a blog, then someone else records a video, then another person tweets. It's linear.
Okay, I follow.
And if that human gets sick, the whole chain breaks. In an API model, that software update is just data. The API takes that data and simultaneously pipes it into a text generator for the blog, a speech engine for an audio update, and a video renderer for TikTok.
So it's not an assistant helping you write. It's a factory line. Raw materials in one end, finished media out the other.
Precisely, it fundamentally changes the cost curve.
Okay, so instead of hiring a video team, they just plug text into an engine. Let's get really specific here. I want to see how this actually works. Slash has some unique features that could be confusing, right? You mentioned the Eisenhower matrix.
Pomodoros, too.
Right. If I just downloaded the app, I might not know how to use those.
That's a classic conversion bottleneck. You get the user to your site, but they don't get the features, so they bounce. You'd usually hire a team to make explainer videos.
Which takes weeks and costs a fortune.
Right. But Auto Content API has a specific endpoint for that, an explainer video endpoint. Slash could just set up a workflow where the API crawls their documentation pages and generates a 60-second video for every single one.
Wait, hang on. Is this just like a slideshow with a robot voice? Because we've all seen those, and they are awful. If I'm looking for a premium tool, a bad slideshow just screams cheap.
That's a totally valid concern. And a few years ago, you'd be right. But the tech has moved on a lot. These aren't just, you know, Ken Burns-style slideshows. The API integrates AI avatars with synchronized lip syncing.
Okay.
Subtitles, dynamic backgrounds. It actually looks like a presenter is explaining the feature to you.
So it feels human, even though it's generated.
It's good enough to pass the sniff test for an explainer, yes.
Yeah.
And the business case for it is a slam dunk. First, SEO. Google pages with video are 53 times more likely to rank on page one.
Wow.
Second, support tickets. If I can watch a video on how focus mode works.
I'm not emailing your support team, right?
Exactly. And third is the cost. Instead of, say, $3,000 for a video shoot, Slash can generate one of these for about 50 credits in the API's model.
And what does 50 credits even mean, like in real money?
Well, on their standard plan, 10,000 credits is about 108 euros a month. So 50 credits is pennies. It's basically free. It means they can cover every feature update instantly without a budget meeting.
That is wild. So the product just explains itself. That handles the people who are already on the site.
Yeah.
But what about getting new people? Let's go back to that Fruit Ninja review. That just screams TikTok.
It really does. Short-form video is the growth channel right now.
Yeah.
But the algorithm is, it's hungry. You need volume. You got to be posting like 3 to 5 times a day.
Which is a full-time job for a small team. You'd spend all day editing reels.
Or you automate it. They have a video create shorts endpoint.
Right.
Slash could feed it their user reviews, like the Fruit Ninja one, or even their blog posts, and just generate vertical videos.
Okay, but I have to play devil's advocate again. We've all seen those faceless AI channels on TikTok, right?
Yeah.
They feel spammy. It's like a robot reading Wikipedia over some random gameplay footage. Does a premium brand like Slash really want to be associated with that kind of, you know, content slop?
That is the million-dollar question. If you produce garbage, it doesn't matter how cheap it is. It'll hurt your brand.
Right.
But the difference here is brand control. The API lets you inject your specific brand assets.
So they can control the whole look and feel.
Completely. They upload their fonts, their color codes, their logo, everything. So instead of a generic robot video, it's generating shorts that actually look like Slash made them. It keeps the brand safe while still giving you that volume.
So it's less about spamming and more about, what did you call it? High fidelity volume.
I like that. That's a great way to put it. And because of the cost arbitrage, we're talking maybe 4 euros for a short versus $300 manually, they can do creative testing at scale. Flood the zone, see what works. They don't have to guess, they just ship.
I like flooding the zone visually, but Slash is a deep work tool. You can't really explain the psychology of flow state in a 15-second clip.
You can't. You need more dwell time. You need to get into their heads when they're not staring at a screen, you know, on their commute, at the gym.
Which brings us to audio. And man, it feels like we are in a golden age of AI audio right now.
We really are. You've probably seen all the hype around Notebook LM.
Yeah, the Google tool. You upload a doc and two AI hosts just chat about it. It's pretty impressive.
It's incredible tech. But here's the key difference. Notebook LM is a consumer tool. It's all manual. You have to upload, wait, download. There's no automation. AutoContent specifically markets itself as the Notebook LM API alternative for business.
So how would Slash use that differently?
Okay, imagine Slash wants to launch a podcast called Productivity and Flow. They could feed URLs of articles about deep work or burnout into the API, and it will generate a two-person dialogue, just like this one.
A podcast that just generates itself.
And because it's an API, they can build it right into their CMS. And it gets even wilder with the voice cloning endpoint. The founders of Slash could clone their own voices.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So every week, they could release a founder's update. It sounds personal. It sounds authentic. But they never actually had to step into a recording booth.
That solves that CEO paradox, doesn't it? Everyone wants to hear from the founder, but the founder's too busy building the company.
Exactly. Personal connection, but at scale.
Okay, so we've got explainers, we've got TikToks, we've got a podcast. But Slash targets smart people, developers, freelancers. They can smell fluff a mile away. How do they build real authority with this stuff? AI is famous for just making things up.
That is a huge risk. If Slash puts out a tip that's just wrong, they lose all credibility. That's where their deep research endpoint comes in.
How's that different from just asking ChatGPT a question?
ChatGPT is using its training data, which is old. The deep research endpoint uses agents to browse the live web. It's looking at SEC filings, the Financial Times, real sources. It builds structured reports from real-time data.
So it's like a real research assistant.
Exactly. Slash could set up a recurring research task. Every 24 hours, it scans the web for new trends in remote work productivity.
And then what does it do with that?
It could generate a daily briefing for the team. Or, and this is the cool part, they could pipe that research right into the audio generator. So every morning, Slash users get a daily productivity briefing based on real-time news, and it's all automated.
That shifts them from being a tool to being a media company.
Which leads us to the strategy I'm still skeptical of, programmatic SEO.
PSEO. Yeah, it's a buzzword.
It is. And usually it just means spam. I search for best to-do list for architects, and I get a page that's identical to the one for plumbers, just with the words swapped out. Google hates it. I hate it.
You're right. That's thin content, and Google is destroying those sites. But this approach allows for what's called high information density. It's the fix.
Explain that.
So Slash could generate those thousands of landing pages. But for each one, for the architect, the plumber, the student, the API, generates a unique text guide, a unique audio tip for that job, and a unique video summary.
So the architect page has a video about designing workflows, and the plumber page has audio about scheduling jobs.
Yes. And because it's mixed media text, audio, video, people stay on the page longer. That dwell time is a massive signal to Google that this is a quality page. It lets a tiny team dominate thousands of search terms without looking like spam.
It sounds like an army of content creators, but it's just code. That's the whole headless operation. This is the part that's maybe hardest to get your head around if you're not a developer.
Yeah, explain headless. Sounds like a horror movie.
It just means there's no UI, no website you log into and click buttons. It's just code talking to code. It all happens in the background. And that allows Slash to build what we call reaction loops.
Okay, walk me through a real-life example, a reaction loop.
All right, imagine this. You use a tool like Zapier to watch Reddit. You tell it to look for keywords like, say, burnout in the gig economy.
Okay, so it's just listening.
It's listening 24/7. The second a thread on burnout starts trending and getting upvotes, the automation wakes up. It grabs that Reddit thread, sends it to the AutoContent API, and says, write a script about this problem and position Slash as a solution.
And then it just makes the video.
Writes the script, generates the voice, edits the video, adds the subtitles. And if you want to get really crazy, it could even auto-post it to TikTok as a response.
And a human never touched it.
A human set up the logic one time. The system executes in minutes. So while the Slash team is asleep, their marketing engine is basically newsjacking Reddit.
That is slightly terrifying.
Yeah.
But also incredibly efficient.
It creates a media velocity that a manual team just can't compete with. And we haven't even talked about going global.
Oh, right. Slash is digital. It works anywhere. But their marketing is probably all in English.
Productivity is universal. Language isn't. AutoContent supports over 50 languages. So Slash sets up a workflow. New English blog post goes live, the API triggers, and it instantly outputs Spanish, French, and Japanese audio and video versions.
That multiplies their addressable market by, I mean, a huge amount overnight.
Without hiring a single local team.
So let's bring this all back. We started with Slash, the app for doers, the app for getting into a flow state.
Yep. Slash helps the user stay in flow by handling the friction of managing tasks. AutoContent API helps the Slash team stay in flow by handling the friction of marketing.
It's a perfect parallel. The developers get to just keep developing. The grunt work happens in the background.
It's a shift from manual creation to automated transformation. Yeah. And the competitive advantage isn't just your product anymore. It's the velocity at which you can tell the world about your product.
It's a whole new ballgame.
It really is. And it brings up a pretty serious question for anyone listening, whether you run an app or a bakery.
What's that?
If your competitor can turn one idea into a blog, a podcast, a video, and a social short in 50 languages for less than the cost of a cup of coffee, and you're still manually drafting a single LinkedIn post, how long until you're completely invisible?
That is a lot to chew on. We're going to leave it right there. Thanks for diving deep with us.
Always a pleasure.